The City of Neon went electric for this year's Consumer Electronics Show. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. The annual Consumer Electronics Show, also known as CES, just wrapped up this past weekend in Las Vegas. And as always, it was a lot. Plenty of smart home technology, as we talked about last week. There were virtual reality gadgets, health trackers, even a tech friend for kids, a robot, with the ability to recognize facial expressions and moods, which definitely doesn't sound sinister. There was also a lot of focus on energy, given the urgency of the climate crisis, not to mention the geopolitical events of the last year. Marketplace's Lily Jamali was at the convention. She covers the energy beat for us. She said there was a big presence of automakers and auto suppliers at CES this year, all focused on the same thing.
EVs, as in electric vehicles, were the big buzzword at this year's CES. Automakers and suppliers, big and small, are really positioning themselves for the growth of electric vehicles. And for good reason. Right now, electric vehicles have pretty limited market share. Just about 6% of cars sold here in the U.S. are electric powered. But that is expected to explode over the next few years, with some projections that by 2029, EVs are going to make up a third of the cars sold here in North America. That's only 6 years from now. And so there's this massive opportunity for the Fords and the Toyotas and Teslas of the world, as well as smaller startups. Getting to that kind of widespread adoption is far from guaranteed. And what I heard a lot at CES was, okay, well, how do we support that? You know, how do we charge all of that stuff? And how will the infrastructure involved be paid for and maintained?
Right. So what are the big challenges to widespread adoption of EVs, and what kinds of developments might speed that along?
Well, one topic that came up a lot, especially from some of the companies involved in producing EV technology, was how to drum up more interest from the American consumer. There was a lot of emphasis on educating the public about the benefits of electric vehicles, saying they often require less maintenance and they can last longer. One executive at a major battery maker said there's a perception that you're more likely to get stranded in an EV. And they acknowledge that there needs to be more public infrastructure to quickly charge these vehicles, but there was a real sense of optimism about where we're headed and a feeling that public perceptions are really turning a corner right now.
And there was a speech from a big name, President Biden's Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. She made an appearance talking about federal spending to support EV adoption and the infrastructure needed to charge those electric vehicles. What stood out to you about what she said?
Well, she seems super charged up, get it, about EVs. Between last year's Inflation Reduction Act and the Infrastructure Act from the prior year, there are big plans funded by those laws to build a nationwide network of charging stations for electric vehicles. She also talked about a flood, really, of tax credits for buyers of EVs, both new and used. These are moves aimed at getting more people into EVs.
All right, and CES always has a lot of gadgets and gizmos going on. So aside from the actual car itself, sounds like there's a lot of innovation happening for technology related to the whole EV ecosystem. And what did you hear about there?
Yeah, this is big. There was so much discussion about how we're going to be using our cars more than just the thing that helps us get from one place to another. And I am not myself an electric vehicle owner, but there's a widespread feeling that the user experience can leave much to be desired still.
I can attest to that.
There are a lot of new technologies out there that reduce the time it takes to more quickly troubleshoot a problem, for example, at an EV charging station, because that apparently is quite an issue, as you say, you know, for a lot of people who actually own these cars and use them. I also spoke with someone at a company called Shiva.ai, which facilitates payments, i.e. you buying stuff while you're in your car. Here's Trevor Kerwin, Director of Strategic Partnerships there.
We had a big announcement here where we're going to be working with another firm to get us into 50,000 EV chargers in North America. Curbside delivery, drive-through, all of that, we use it with a patented geolocation process to just tell you where your car is in real time and then handle the payment processing of whatever the transaction is you want to do.
Mountain Dew?
If you want a Mountain Dew, you can get a Mountain Dew. Well, you got we do save time on that transaction. That's the beautiful part.
So there you have it. Mountain Dew delivered to you in your electric
vehicle. Not sure if that's going to be good for me or not.
One step at a time. But of course, you know, so much talk about having fun while you wait for your car to charge. Microsoft showing off there was this new in-vehicle video game as an example of something interactive that might help you pass the time, because Megan, the future seems to be more sitting in our cars.
Not sure how I feel about that. That was Marketplace's Lily Jamali. She covers energy for us. And now for some related links, in case you missed it. Last week, Kimberly Adams talked to Jennifer Pattison Toohey from The Verge about all the smart home tech that was featured at the convention, including a new health tracker that analyzes your pee. Apparently, you can learn a lot from it. Important nutrient levels, hydration, what have you. We've got more coverage from The Verge of the new Withings U-Scan at our website, marketplacetech.org. And if you want to check out that robot friend for kids I mentioned earlier, it's called Miko Mini. There's a photo in a Washington Post slideshow we've linked to of all the most intriguing robots featured at CES this year. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.